Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Governor's Conference on Energy and the Environment is set for next Monday and Tuesday, October 8th and 9th in Louisville. Tim Hughes, Director of Biofuels in the Kentucky Department of Environmental Development and Independence, with an overview.
Basically, it's hosted through the Energy and Environment Cabinet, and so there will be the various agencies and departments and divisions that are under the Energy and Environment Cabinet talking about different environmental and energy-related issues and what we're doing to improve the economic opportunities, environmental opportunities for the state of Kentucky, and working together with the private sector.
A major focus of the conference is making connections between developers and end users of bioproducts of various descriptions. Hughes says discussing the needs, successes, and potential for expanded development of more bioproducts is on the agenda. He pointed to proven successes in bioproducts.
Yes, some of the products have actually been made commercial. I know John Deere a few years ago started making some of the panels on the combines out of bio-based products, and then anything from using something like ethanol in the chafing dishes, a company out of Shelbyville is doing that, as well as replacing petroleum in paints, varnishes, and also plastics.
In one panel discussion, Ford Motor Company and Goodyear will discuss their utilization of bioproducts. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. Only one Mammoth Cave. Only one birthplace of bluegrass music. And only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Part of the goal of next week's Conference on Energy and the Environment, says Tim Hughes, is to keep everyone aware of the latest innovations in bioproducts, which are wide-ranging.
The United Soybean Board has invested quite a bit of money into new product development, so they've actually created foams using different types of bioproducts. They're also looking at alternative crops such as canaf to be used in some of the door panels and different parts of the car.
There will be a discussion of USDA's BioPreferred program.
And they actually have a criteria that if products meet that under different categories, then they're certified as being bio-preferred. And so they encourage other agencies and then also other sectors to incorporate those products into their purchasing decisions.
Making connections for bioproducts. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.